Okay, so related to this, Elaine, as well, there was a complaint about trees blocking signal to. So I'm not sure. Are the hedges they're talking about, or are they mature trees?
They're
Huge
mature
trees, and I'm sure they shouldn't be above a certain height, but
yeah, I think there was something said when the middle masses, the last people that had Maness had it, there was an agreement with them that they would never allow these trees to get to the height that they certainly are now.
I'm with you on that, Elaine. I'm sure it was they were given a height restriction of what they should be.
Yeah.
They're way beyond that now.
Yep.
So I say we don't have Sky TV, and we don't have any, we can't get any signal at all now. So
Is this a conifer hedge, or what is it, Norma?
no, it's
trees.
Trees.
Just it's
The
trees, it's
mixture
fir
of types
trees.
of trees.
He did offer at one point to thin them out at the back, but it's not that wouldn't make any difference whatsoever because the front ones are so big, so it blocks out the satellite. So there's hardly anybody up here gets reception. I don't. Do you, Elaine? Do you still get it?
Well, I'm right on. I do, yes, because I'm right looking right up the wee road that goes up the way. So I obviously, at the moment, can get it. We have had to shift all our dishes onto the top of the roofs, but
We
at the
don't
moment.
make any difference. So.
But does any humans remember when the McNaughton, Sergeant McNaughton and her husband, they approached the council about the trees up the Berks because they couldn't get a signal. And they came back and said nobody has to cut down trees just so that you can get a television signal. And they refused, that was the council, and they refused to cut any of the trees down. And John McNaughton even offered to cut them down himself, but the council wouldn't allow him.
Yeah.
They
Well,
said, no, the rules are you do not have to cut any tree down just so that somebody can get a TV signal. So you'd have to try and find out if there's a limit on your height.
yeah, and it's not a high hedge, so it doesn't come under that kind of
No.
legislation, as far as I can see. And unless there was maybe some kind of planning condition ab about the height of the trees, which I'm not aware of, I would think that there is no power, if you like, to make them top the trees, or to cut the trees back in any kind of way.
Cool. Not really.
But can certainly ask. We have a sort of tree enforcement officer in the council, and could certainly ask for advice on it.
That would be good, actually.
Okay.
It might be possible to appeal
Really?
to his better nature. I'm not sure that's naive or not.
Cut the trees down.
Okay.
What was that?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just trying. I was trying to find it from Billy if he knew, because there was a guy there cutting down a lot of the branches. Because when Scott had got, I mean, Scott doesn't live there anymore, but when he lived up there, John Mackenzie agreed that he would get the trees thinned out and take some of the branches down that were getting a bit dangerous. And I was asking, trying to ask Billy there who it was. I can't remember, was it Calder? And he definitely came and he took down a lot of the branches that were dangerous and stuff like that.
Okay.
Can I just say I'll need to go in about 5 minutes, Victor, if you.
Okay. Is that all we can do with this?
Thank you.
Norma, you mentioned that agreement. Would you be able to find out what that agreement was? What status it is?
I doubt it. But
Yes.
we're the middle masses.
They've been away a long time.
They've been away a long time, Elaine, haven't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it would be on, would it not be on the agreement that he bought them with? So it would be only Mr. Mackenzie himself that would be able to enlighten you on that.
Yeah.
I
Okay,
wouldn't
so
have.
what shall we do then? Shall we appeal to his better nature, or what should we do?
Who's getting that job then?
Victor.
I'm happy to email him if you want.
Yep.
Elaine, you could maybe drop me a note with the numbers of people involved.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's everybody up my nose, basically.
Just a feel.
I
Give me a feel for numbers of houses.
okay.
And I think you could add in a few up Burnsbury as well, Elaine, because I know a lot of them are struggling.
Yeah. I have been told that the best person to actually see you is Riley. She deals.
Megan.
Aye.
Well, she's his PA or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, we'll try and break into this somehow.